start. I want you to go, if you would, go to the book of Revelation. I got 7. I was thinking about this, and the Lord laid this hand on my heart just before I got here. I want you to see something. I'm going to try to tie this thing in with what's happening even now in the world. There are only 2 forces that God has in this world. That's Israel and the church. The rest of the heathens out there that are going to try to destroy what God is going to, what God is bringing together. But folks will still in the victory fight. So let me just show you something. It says here, look at Revelation 11, verse 2 before we. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Go down to, on the other side, go to the verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the, come on, help me, Spirit saith unto the church. Go on down to verse, what's the name? Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. I think we just let them start. That's what we have to do. Father in heaven, we have no power. Or Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. There was a spirit of God in you. If you look over in chapter 2 also again, verse 17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit. He that sensitive. You know, I've got hearing aids, and there are certain sounds that they tell me were always in existence, but I didn't have the mechanism to hear. And now it seems like that's all I can hear. A cricket. A dog walking across the tile floor. sounds to me like a herd of cattle coming down through the hall. I mean, it just if I rub my chin like this right here, you know how your bone is a conductor of noise and stuff like that? It just echoes up here sometimes. That's why I have a little trouble with the speaker, because sometimes if I put my hands right here, my hearing just explodes. Now I still can't hear my wife. There's no hearing aid that'll fix that. But there's just things, that noises that I just pick up. You need to develop. It's not my love. If I don't come here, having prayed, having studied this book, having yielded to that Spirit of God, this is not me doing something. How many times have you heard my study? He knows it and means it. And I simply say to you that if we don't get a hold of that in our life, in your own personal life, I know people who say, oh, I read the Bible all the time. You hear the Bible. Oh, I've been saved. I go to church. Do you walk in the Spirit? There's a difference, folks. It's not how long you've been saved. It's not been what you've been saved from. The Spirit of God. His timing is right now. And he goes on, and the whole book of Revelation, the seven churches, says, church, hear what the Spirit says to the angel of the church. He's got to have an ear. But folks, if we don't have an ear to hear what he's heard, we're going to miss out on this. When soul went, I have a burden for a lot of people that I see. It's not just knowing that someone's unsaved. That's the Holy Spirit. I want them to hear your voice. It's not whether they're sincere, folks. It's not whether, did they mean it in their heart? It's a matter of, did they hear the Spirit of God? Now, folks, when I'm talking to someone, when I go out to go forward, when that day, Thursday, whatever day it is, I say, Holy Spirit, I can't do this. He says, well, then don't you think you ought to clean yourself up? And I say, Holy Spirit, and I start to confess my sin. Because I know the Holy Spirit does not want to use a dirty vessel. So I say, Holy Spirit, I want more than anything for that person. I want to tell that person what you want. I'm not trying to say, bless my words. I'm saying, no, these words, Spirit of truth. Let me tell exactly what that sermon that I preached was exactly what that man needed to be drawn to Christ and open his eyes to Christ. He didn't get saved because I had a good sermon. He didn't get saved because he got saved because the Holy Spirit of God was there. The singing that they did. Now they were good. But those folks didn't start enjoying it and everything because they sound as good here as they did there. But the spirit of that place just began to grow and to grow and to grow and to grow. And this balance and this beauty, they sang to me, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God. Not because we were there, but because he was there and we followed him. He knew where he was going to be. He's here tonight. I've been praying, folks. There's not a Wednesday that goes by that this night was not bathed in prayer. Now, I may mess up and I may direct you wrong and all of those things. And she's been putting up with me for 54 years. And look what happened to her. But I'm just simply saying to you, folks, God's doing something. Now, let's go back to the book of Peter. I'm even going to go into your notes because I want to draw you together in two things. In your notes, we were looking at this, and I just want to go on that first page right below John 20. Acts 1:8. Both of those two references, how the New Testament references to the filling of his apostles and disciples. If you want to go, let's say, who you? You don't have time. Go to John chapter 12. I want you to see something. This changed my soul when I thought. It changed my soul in life in that I'm confident what God's doing. John chapter 20. Verse 19, I'll start. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. You know why the first day of the week ain't very much to us anymore? We don't fear of the world. We don't have to run to the gathering of God's people. We just say, hey, I can take on the world. This world's not really affecting me. We don't want to assemble ourselves together. I got no Bible proof for that. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were his disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you. Remember, these are the folks that are afraid of the world. He said, peace. I'm here. As my Father has sent me, so send I you. He said, don't look at your circumstances, look at me. Look at me, Jesus. Take me back to the manger scene and see that I was brought into a world that was in turmoil. I was brought into the world at a time when Israel was absolutely nothing, and the Roman government was going to destroy it, and they were in a hard time, folks. Anytime they were going to get to a hard time, I'm not worried about Israel. They're the apple of God's eye. I'm worried about the church. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. Anybody recall what Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 says? The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I'm saying to you, the same thing that happened to that pile of dirt can happen to your heart. Jesus breathes into you his Holy Spirit, his Holy Ghost. My Father, that so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, go your way. Now, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He said, you've been good to me. You followed me. He said, but now, he said, I'm turning you over. I'm turning to you over that one called the Holy Ghost. What's that? I just breathed in ministry. Whosoever, now watch this. We take the sermon out of the mouth, we all get excited about it because it's written and read. Those are the words of Jesus because they're written. Well, look at this. Verse 23. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Folks, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, just handed his disciples some authority. I have no doubt. I sat alongside Harold's death. I have no doubt. I have no second thought about saying to Harold, the words that you prayed confirm you. The world, the unspirited, unsurrendered Christian, tore the independent Baptist soul winning churches up in the early 70s, didn't they? We were out winning, and we had some wrong motives. Boy, Brother Storm said it straight, did he not? Folks, that man was sent from God to this church. I said, Harold, I can give you the promise based upon the word of God as I do to every person I lead to Christ. Every person in that nursing home that I've led to Christ, I've gone back to them the next day and I say, I came back to tell you that the good news is still the good news that you heard yesterday. And the person you prayed to yesterday is the person you're going to see when you get on that other side. When you die on this earth, you will be taken up and you will be joined with him forevermore. I give them that promise not based upon anything I got, but based upon the Spirit of God that rests in my heart and showed it in his book. I'm not doing it because they seem to. I'm not doing it because I saw tears. I'm doing it because the Bible says it. I'm going to give you authority. I'm going to give you power. And when you talk to a lost person, and that lost person comes to the Word of God and says, Dear Jesus, will you be my Savior? Jesus, will you be Lord of my life? That person is not based on my promise. That person is based upon that promise right there. Whosoever sins you remit, they shall be remitted unto them. Sad day. Oh, and a walk. I can never tell a person what they can do tomorrow. I don't know if they know. The Spirit of God is here. That's what Peter preached. Folks, in 1 Peter, he comes and he said, we've been given two incorruptible things. We have been given the blood of Jesus Christ, that incorruptible, amen? That ain't never going to lose its power. It'll never be tainted, amen? It is sitting in the eternal heaven. He's lifted everything. You know why everything is up there with Christ? We got to look up there. Think about it for just a moment. Go to the book of, go back to John chapter 3. Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. Ruler of the Jews. Understand something, folks. Israel and Jesus have just met. He lived for 30 years and he was pretty quiet. But when he went to that river and John baptized him, he said, Behold, there's one greater than I coming. That he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and fire. Nicodemus knows all of these two facts. He comes and he says, Jesus? And he says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He said, You got something going for you, young man. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except thou be born again, he cannot, except a man be born again, he cannot what? I know what you mean, Father. The kingdom of God is not of this earth. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. He in the Old Testament called the spirits together. Pastor, I believe we read it, or Brother Dave read it this Sunday. The God of, and God of gods. Satan didn't come up with the idea of being a God himself. He looked at the God and said, I want to be like him. I want to be a God, and I'm going to pass that on to you. He destroyed the spirit of the woman and the man because now they said, we're going to walk our own flesh. We're going to walk in our own life and experience. Hey, we got this thing handled. Jesus set Nicodemus straight and said, Nicodemus, you're looking down here. Nicodemus being the man that he is, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? He wasn't being like me. I did a stuff for me to give a good answer sometimes when it was just a joke. That wasn't Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, in my human understanding, life has got to come from a woman. So how can a man, how can I be born again? Do I have to go back into my mother's womb? And do I have to come out of that? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, the Word, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of the world. Folks, you cannot go into the spiritual world until you have a spirit that's worthy of that kingdom. You can't go there until you've been born again. That's what the Bible said. Miss Levy asked me one time back there about the angel, about the spirit coming up out of paradise. Old Testament spirit didn't go to heaven. They went to the place called paradise. And it wasn't until the spirit of the Christ could go down there and say, you now have passion. You see, the world has been turned over from the flesh to the spirit. The book of Galatians, it's in your notes, the book of Galatians is all about a church that tries to leave the Holy Ghost and go in and grab the Old Testament laws and make them New Testament living standard. The church has tried to do that far too long, folks. We've done that so long, we as the Independent Baptist Church said, well, if you got the short hair and you got this and you got that, we don't do this, you don't do that. Boy, you're a godly person, no. We put those things all in line and we still didn't shake this world forever. We got some salvation. Folks, you can get people saved. But a preacher only filled with the Holy Spirit ain't going to get lives changed. Ain't going to happen. You can read all the books in the world until you read the book, who he is, the Spirit of Truth. You ain't going nowhere with your Christian life. See, you get all hung up on what your flesh is failing in, and God gets hung up with your spirit hanging up. You're mad at this, you're mad at that. You're upset here, you're annoyed there. You walk around with a spirit that someone looks at you and says, whoa, what's wrong with that person? You've done it, I've done it. I remember Judy and I were down in the church in Great Baptist Church, and a group had just come back from a camp time, and the kids were coming down the highway here. There was a young black boy. He came walking down that, I'm telling you, talk about a young man having his life changed. He come walking down that thing. I saw these boys right there. I saw them. I sat here and listened to them get up here. What's happened to you from there to there? Now you're sleeping here. Now you do this, now you don't come. I've hit all over. Folks, I'm not preaching to somebody out there. I'm talking to the church right here. I'm just simply saying to you what happened. You didn't lose anything. You didn't stay connected to the Spirit. You let the world, you let that little phone begin, that phone that you got taken away from you for a week. You got it right back in your pocket. You got it right back in your, and you're living with it. You see, the world runs out there. We have 6 days in the world, and they run into the church and they say, okay, John, work a miracle. We're mad at this person, we're mad at that, we're mad at the government, we're mad at each other, we're mad at our job. And you expect him to bring the Spirit of God to your life? You might go to hell with short, but you It ain't gonna happen, folks. The church is under attack. You say, oh, look at that. What is this? Don't bring child yet. John chapter 3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. I was born in Hackney Hospital many years ago, early in the morning, and I came out, and I didn't go any place but into this world where my parents took me to. I'll tell you something. One day, I was laying in my bed, and the world was just ripping me up. And I slipped down out of that bed, got on my knees, and simply said to the Holy God, I'm not much for what I am you can have. I went down a sinner. I came up a saint with the Spirit of God. Folks, I've been looking up ever since. I'm simply saying to you, you can't enter into it. You, that which is born of the Spirit. I don't look like this. I look like this with all my churches are laid up that way. Amen? You say, prove it to me. Ask it again. Go to the book of Ephesians. You quit asking questions. Yeah, that's right. You take the book of Ephesians. Now, believe it or not, I pull out the notes. Now, I know it. You know what I mean? You thought this was something. This is your note. Your notes. And you take me back to John chapter 4. He goes to the woman. Why does he call her woman and not by her name? Oh, I know. Why does Jesus on the cross look down and say to Mary, woman, behold thy son. John, behold thy son. Mary, you know what it says in Genesis chapter 3? When God said to the woman, he said, between thy seed and her seed, I'm going to put enmity. I'm telling you, the woman was going to bring the Son of God into this world. And he said, woman, I am that seed. I am that seed. Ephesians chapter 1 is all about that seed. Look at what it says in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord. Chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the Lord God of our Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. See, you are the earthly blessing. You go out there and fight and strike and scream and yell and do everything to get more. But you won't spend 5 minutes on your knees before the Lord God. I always wondered why preacher wasn't given a heart of God. This man will work himself to death. You know what else he'll do? Is it physical work? Man is always here, ought to be retired, but somebody slipped him up. Slowly. If you ain't dead, you ain't done. That slogan's about to kill me. Now watch this. Watch this. I mean, it just keeps getting better, and I don't have time to go on. Look at verse 17 of chapter 1. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, come on, help me out, why not the ability of wisdom? Why not the smartness of wisdom? Because, folks, you ain't down here working. You're working up there. He says, look up there and see what I got up there. Look up there. Oh, I see the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, look what I see over here. I see seated on the right hand of the Father. I see the Son of God. He's my Christ. He's my redemption. He's the one that went into hell. and his soul was there. He was the one where his body was put into the grave, but it saw not corruption life. But on the third day, the soul came up and grabbed the body as it did. Folks, one day. We're going up. You know why I'm going up? My spirit, my soul, my living being has got to be brought together with that spirit to complete God's plan. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? If my spirit ain't up there, I ain't going to folks. If my spirit's in that place called hell, my soul's going to join it from the death of hell. Cast into the lake of fire. Notice what he says. He says, the spirit of wisdom. He's working. And verse 20, which he hath wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him, right now, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Remember that now. Far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He said, "Young, he's going to work through me." Who is that Holy Ghost? Now, don't leave me. Don't leave yourself. He says, here, I'm going to show you who you are. Paul says to those Gentiles, they didn't have the pedigree that Israel had. He said, who hath quickened you, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Folks, this world ain't never going to change. Get better. Because the devil's got no opportunity to get better. And so his spirits, they're just finding new ways to get into your brains. To get into your spirit. That's all it is. Now watch this. Among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh. Remember, when I left Halfway Hospital, I didn't go up. I went out into this world. I've been traveling this world for 77 years, taking up dirt. One day, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. There's that word again, but God. But God stepped into my life at 26 years of age and said, do you want something better? I said, that's true. He said, you've been married for 5 years. But God, who is rich in mercy and great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together. I got up off my knees, my body finding my bed. You mean that now when I do things for you, you will take my good work and you will go to the Father and you say, come, here's some good work, here's some love with that rascal down there walking in the church. Oh, dear Holy God, you're that little rascal that got on his knees and doesn't want much fruit and eat fruit in it. came to the blood this morning. He came to the blood this morning. You know what the blood is? Father, he went out. And he did. What do you know to do? Hey, Father, remember that rascal? Yeah. He did it again. He failed. But then he came to the blood again by the direction of the Word of God because he was faithful to listen to his preacher preach. And Father, I got another handful of good works that he brought to you. Do you understand it, Father? That rascal, he only does it when he comes through the blood. But it comes through the blood, and here I am, his high priest, and I'm going to bring it to your God. I'm telling you something. That's what I have. That's what we have. It's a spiritual union. And he goes on in the book of Ephesians, and he shows us how God, through the Spirit, brought that wicked Gentile world. Who was it was preaching on Baal? I don't know if it was Brother Rob or Pastor or Brother Dave. Well, someone was preaching. That is what Baal is sometimes. Brother Rob asked us the other day to check out who were the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Hebrites and all those. Anybody do that? You don't know who the Noah had three sons. God cursed one son. Check out this. You try to wash up yourself. Folks, you can't be washing yourself. The flesh has no good, it's evil. But you can be washed through the blood. Hey, how do you get the blood? Hey, Holy Spirit, will you take me through the blood? He said, I'll be glad. And I can't tell you how many times before I go to that nursing home, I go through the blood. Go through the blood. That's all. I've got nothing to offer you. Father, when I come through that blood, Holy Spirit, will you let me go to that person? Will you let me talk to someone? I said, High Priest, what have you done to this world? Boy, he said, I came to seek the same level. Holy Spirit, will you take me to my High Priest? And when you let me understand his will, so that I can say, Jesus, I want to go in your name. And I go to the sinner. And I go in the power of the Spirit of God who's been breathing on me. And I go to a lost sinner and I find him in his deathbed. And I say, hey, let me give you the words of my Father. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be. The churches have stopped doing it. We stop. I'm just simply saying to you, God said, I said, Jesus, Because of that viewership man that I talked to yesterday. I wish Brother Ron Bannon was here. We went and talked to a fellow from God back. I'm going to put this brother on again. My name is Igor Elon Jr. Bull. He said it just like that. I don't know how this one. That's it. We talk. You ask Ron. Remember that fellow that was named? If he doesn't tell you this story, you can throw me out of this church and any other church. I'm telling you, I went back to him. I said, I'm going to bring you a book. I'm going to bring you something that I know. I went back to him the next day and I said, Elwood, Junior, Bud, he said, yep. So, I went to my high priest and I said, high priest, I got a name here. It's a name of a man that was laying in the nursing home and couldn't go anyplace. And he asked Jesus, he asked you to be a savior. He said, give his name to me. Father, I'd like to introduce you to one of the newest recruits down there in the Harvard Academy. His name is, get this right. I'm going to have to write this down. I come to confession and say, oh, well, I got a question for you. It's right here called the blood. And he said, the blood will wash you. I'm not going to a psychologist. I'm not going to anybody. I'm not going to AA. I'm not going to what? I'm going to the blood. Here it is. Now I'm going to my high priest. I say, high priest, here I am. I'm clean. He said, go into the field that are white in the harvest. You both have got people in the can't go to that. Had five when I go there. And no joy. You will never have your relationship. The next section for everything is a section in vacation and the first people. The first thing that Jesus says when you're right with God is in service. Of the one second avenue. Hang on. The second avenue says, likewise you walk. Paul says, in the spirit of life, he said, and he said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. All right. You won't be able to change at home. You won't be able to raise your kids home.